So I've got to confess, I think this is my fifth college tour now, and my favorite part of it is connecting with the students and the recent graduates, because it really restores your faith. We know that there's a lot of scorn heaped upon millennials, but when you meet some of these young graduates and undergraduates, they really do inspire. And we welcome in three of them from Wayne State University, Nalani Fromm, who is originally from Puerto Rico but grew up in Shelby Township, now working for Toyota out at their Saline facility. Simon Marani is from Livonia. He is a 2021 graduate of the Mike Ilitch School of Business. And Gabrielle Rush is from Chicago, and she's a junior currently studying public affairs and urban studies with a minor in economics. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nalani, I want to start with you. We were talking earlier with the new president, who said, you know, that it just seems like younger people, especially those that are, you know, in the sophomore, junior part of their high school career, just don't see the value in investing in themselves with a college education. We know there are a lot of debts that come out, but tell me, do you feel like now that you can already reap the benefits and that you see the economic cost benefit is working in your favor?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, for students who are looking into a college education, it can be a bit intimidating at first, thinking about, you know, all the different things that go into college education, how to prepare for it, all the testing prior to even, you know, getting to the university and starting that education. But I think for me, I felt all of those things. But throughout my time at Wayne State University, there were a lot of things I learned, and I'm seeing a lot of benefits from those things that I've learned over the last 4 or 5 years now.
It's paying the dividends that you expected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin, you are a junior currently. How has your experience been here at Wayne State?
I've had a great experience here at Wayne State. So I'm vice president of our school's economics club, and I also sit on a board for an organization called Agency M1. So I've had an amazing time getting to know my peers and getting to know my professors and engaging in research, and especially getting to know Detroit and the history that we have here, which is super important for me because I want to do community service here in this city.
Simon, we talked a lot during the morning about Wayne State being in the city and how important that is to be close to everything. You're a graduate, a multiple graduate. You went to the Mike Ilitch School of Business. You have a WSU MBA program, dual concentration. You're very, very impressive. How easy was it for you to find opportunities going to Wayne State?
So I knew coming into Wayne State that seeing this being in the heart of Detroit, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to end up downtown someday. So that's exactly what happened. So seeing all the different opportunities that there were, it was a no-brainer. In between classes, I'd be riding my scooter up and down to campus marches. So coming back to campus, there's always different opportunities when coming from the career planning and placement office, coming from all of the different student orgs, coming from all of your professors, they had an array of opportunities flowing through. So you just had to go out, do your research, and pick one of those many opportunities that they had for you.
And you work at DTE.
I do
work
at
DTE. Which is close.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tell me the secret. How did you complete your MBA in a year or less than a year?
Well, Wayne State has this program called A-Grade where you can do some classes, your graduate classes during undergrad, and it counts for both. And then it also helps that I had a bachelor's undergrad, which allowed me to waive my foundational courses, because if you do well in undergrad, then that helps you out in the future as well.
You've got a jump start on
exactly,
some of that.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on that, because obviously the shorter, the less time that you have on the meter, the more affordable this becomes, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to get everything out. I know typically the move is to go get into your job and then possibly come back for your MBA if you like, have that experience. But honestly, I was ready to get out in the real world and just have everything done all at once, and worked out for me.
Nalani, you talked about the cost benefit of coming to school. You work for Toyota now. How's that going?
It is great. Lots of learning opportunity. Of course, I began my full-time career about a little over a year ago, so there's still lots to learn, but it's been great.
And you stayed here, which is what everyone in Michigan wants young people to do.
Oh, yeah.
And Nalani, also, you have a Bachelor of Science in Global Supply Chain, and, you know, the global supply chain, we got hit a little bit after the pandemic. How did you deal with that?
Oh, yeah. I think so. The pandemic was a bit interesting for me. I was still at Wayne State during that, and it was a lot of learning. And I think it was a lot of learning for students, but it was a lot of learning for bigger corporations as well. I actually did two co-ops with Toyota, and during the pandemic, I had to do those two co-ops virtually, which was an interesting time. It was a great learning experience. As I mentioned, it was a learning curve for everybody. We were all kind of learning how to navigate and how to make things work in a way that we hadn't before. So I think the pandemic opened up a lot of doors for a lot of different individuals, including myself. But it also taught me in a very special way the different effects that something like this could have on the supply chain and how that can affect the automotive industry when you take into account different suppliers and your relationships with these suppliers. So like I said, it was a learning curve, but I think it was a learning curve in the best way possible.
Gabrielle, you're a Chicago resident?
Yeah, I'm originally from Chicago. I moved here 2 years ago.
Okay. When you look at the menu of different schools that you could have gone to, you could have gone to a residential college like a Michigan State or University of Michigan, but you chose Wayne State. Why did you do that? And speak to those out there that might not have a college in an urban setting on their radar about why they need to think about that.
Absolutely. So I chose Wayne State because I want to work in the city of Detroit. I'm really passionate about the people here. I want to do community development. So I'm studying urban studies and public affairs. I want to go to graduate school for public policy and urban planning. And when I moved to Detroit, I saw a lot of parallels from Chicago and a lot of poverty. And it was really important for me to get to know the history here and get to know the people. And they're so resilient and they're so amazing and they have brilliant ideas. And that's why I chose Wayne State over schools like University of Michigan, schools like Michigan State. I wanted to be in this city and highlight how wonderful the people are here. And we have really amazing staff and professors here that have great opportunities. They've done amazing research, and I wanted to work with them.
So you're going to make Michigan your home?
Yes.
There we go. We got one.
All right. We snagged one from Chicago.
Simon, what advice would you give a new student to help them kind of prepare to succeed in college and beyond?
Yeah, my number one advice always is to get involved. So my experience at Wayne State was very unique in that I jumped from department to department, starting from the pre-health field, going into the engineering department, and then ending up in the business department. And throughout each of those different departments, what helped me the most was my involvement. So with the pre-health field, I was on the board of the Pre-Professional Medical Society. With the engineering department, I was with the Wayne State Engineering Senate. With the marketing department, I was with the Mike Ilitch Marketing Association. And in each of those fields, getting involved in those communities, it gives you that network to have all of those people help you out and answer your questions, whether it's through the different events that they have planned, which are free events and free resources for you, to different scholarships that they might offer. You learn something from each department, and you also build that network along the way, too. So by the end of my time at Wayne State, I had known basically the entire campus, which is awesome, and I love that. And not knowing where I wanted to go to when I decided to make that switch, those organizations are what helped me figure out my path and see what kinds of possibilities there are out there, so that I knew my first job going into the professional career was going into a rotational program. I would have never known about rotational programs had it not been due to these different organizations and due to getting involved in that way. So
involvement.
Up into that, involvement is number one.
And your bio has a lot of scholarships. You might not have known about certain scholarships if you didn't talk to people and get to know people. So
exactly.
That
just
worked out.
One of those scholarships is literally by going to one of the tables, one of those booths that you might see around campus, signing my name up. They emailed with that scholarship opportunity. I'm like, this is awesome. This it asks about my student involvement. I'm like, what a better scholarship to apply to than that.
Well, and you certainly exemplify the fact that there's no such thing as wasted experience. Sounds like you did a lot of jumping around before you found your focus.
Yeah, exactly. And one of my most prideful experiences was with Julie and the Street Squad, and that's what led me up to getting it to where I am to DTE today, because when I tell my job description of DTE, it's literally me saying my job description for Street Squad, but with the DTE spin on it. So at Wayne State, I was a liaison or student ambassador for our Wayne State programs. Okay. And now at DTE, I'm doing the same thing, but with a DTE brand over my head. So it turned out
Nalani, Simon, Gabrielle, thank you so much. As I said,
you were right.
I didn't oversell it.
This is my first college tour, and I am thrilled to meet all three of you.
Mine as well.
Yeah, you're impressive young people. You're going to do great things, and we thank you for getting out there and supporting the old alma mater. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to get the news before it breaks. A major announcement coming from MEDC. We'll learn about it next on JR Morning.